Joining me now is Dr. Rob Lindstedt. I think I hear Delta outside the studio door. Somebody let her in. I hear her paws on the wood floor out there dancing. She wants to come in. And everybody wants a shot of her before we leave for the night. Joining me now is Dr. Rob Lindstedt. Dr. Lindstedt, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good evening to you.
Let's get right to it. We have the AI of Godfather saying he quit Google over this, and he's warning in a clip on the BBC about the dangers of artificial intelligence. We did some programming the last few days on the dangers of artificial intelligence and how it could be used in the end times. Seems like it could easily be used to track everybody. You can't buy or sell without it. Turn people on, turn people off that are not doing or saying what they want. I mean, artificial intelligence could track it all, right?
It can. And I think for him to resign and say, wow, what I did was a mistake, I think it tells you how far along the whole AI thing has progressed. Matter of fact, already they're saying that there's pictures of people, there are people giving speeches, there's endorsements, and they're not the real people. And so we know that the problem that they thought would be coming a few years down the road, it's already here.
Wow. And then Bill Gates, China, there may have been a lot of individual rights that were violated there, but the overall effect that they achieved is kind of amazing. Can you believe that he said this, and where did he say this?
Well, of course, he's at that at the summit, and at the summit, man, they could care less about human rights. But isn't it amazing that everything they do, the World Health Organization was just given additional power. If we have another outbreak, the Biden administration is proposing that it be declared a national emergency, no approval by Congress, they can move in. Bill Gates is pushing that, and he could care less about individual rights. He figures that he can afford any right that he wants. Brandon, do we have time tonight to go back, because the topic that you've been pursuing tonight? I think I sent a couple of articles, and I think this is one of the big stories of the year. And what's interesting is that there's no U.S. Stations that are carrying it other than you.
What's that? And by the way, who'd you send those to? Did you send those to me or to Logan?
They were articles, and I thought I'd send them to you.
Okay.
I send them to you.
I'll look for them, but go ahead. What is it we're covering that no one else is covering?
Yeah, okay. May the 3rd, yesterday, you all just talked about the fact that the Iranian president and the Syrian president met in Damascus.
Yes.
And your last guess was exactly right. The agreement that was made there, Iran is the big bully. Syria is owned by them. And Hamas is asking really for better weapons from Iran. The thing that's scary about them is that they, another article sent you, it's dated today, they now admit that they have enough for 5 nuclear bombs.
Oh!
It has to be doped.
Wow.
Yeah, it has to be doped up to 90%. They're sitting there. We know that they're at 20 to 60%. They've been at that level since 2018. Here's the part that I think is scary, and I can't believe no one's covered it, because on May the 3rd, the president of Iran, the president of Syria met together. There were agreements. Hamas was there. Hezbollah was there. They're all happy about this thing. One day later, here's how important it is. One day later, the defense minister of Israel, Gallant, he goes to Athens to meet with Greece. Here's why. There was a plot foiled. A nuclear plot was foiled for Athens, with Israel doing the intelligence and saving Greece and Athens. That's not the only place, okay? Others, just in the last several weeks, Germany had a near catastrophe. Cyprus had a near catastrophe. The United Kingdom had a near catastrophe. And so Israel's threatened by this all the time. Now they've reached out and they got 4 other countries. This is why it's a disaster if we allow Iran to get any closer they are to nuclear bomb potential.
Well, I want to go to this headline again, back to this headline, because that headline right there, I mean, this is where I get frustrated with Benjamin, and I know he's got constraints against him, But I don't know what's constraining him at some point. I don't know if he's sitting here thinking, you know, let's see if we can get some people on our side. They need to realize they're going to have to go this alone more than likely. But remember, this is the guy that drew the red line at the UN when he was prime minister last time, I think it was. Okay, now we're way on down the road. Seems to me we are way over the red line. You know, and
we keep hearing,
well, if they do this, if they do this, if they do this, you know, we're starting to think this guy's crying wolf too many times. But the reality is there is a wolf. They just keep giving the wolf more and more and more leeway to build up, well, what's going to be a big bite if they don't take out the wolf.
Here's the concern that even brings it home. Think about the number of people that we're watching go across the southern border.
Yes.
Almost every single person that is involved in the intelligence business says that we are allowing Iranian people into this country through the southern border. So here's Iran. They've got five nations in which a plot has been foiled for not just a bomb, but perhaps nuclear involved. And now we're allowing them into our country and there's no check. This is unbelievable that we would turn our back to it. You know what? All we need is one nuclear bomb to go off in any city in the United States, and all of a sudden, it's going to change the thing that we think is pretty important. The NBA playoffs are not going to be important anymore.
Well, what did the FBI just spend a week rehearsing in Houston? Did you hear, Dr. Linstead?
Yeah.
They spent a week rehearsing a major nuclear attack on a major U.S. city.
Because, see, here's the thing. There are people that know that this is going on, but for some reason, it's never covered in the news. And if people looked beyond our border, we'd see, okay, there's Israel. This is why Israel's such a good friend to have. Israel's intelligence actually scoped out the situation in Greece, and they've also helped Germany. They've helped Cyprus. They've helped the United Kingdom. They don't get much public thanks for this, but believe me, if something like that happens in a major city, just like you're reporting, they go through this alert, we will be glad to say that we're a friend of Israel. Right now, the Biden administration, they could care less whether there's a friendship. They could care less if Iranian people or other terrorists are crossing the border. But you know what? These are major stories. And so our last guest mentioned Benveer. Wow, he's I personally like him, okay? He's right wing. There's no doubt about it. And he's the one that's saying to Netanyahu, you know what? They're pushing us. They're pushing us. They keep saying, you know, we're not going to do it again. We're not going to do it again. They do it again. So Benveer says, hey, let's take a stand. And if they fire one more rocket, then we do something back 10 times worse. You know what? In the past, that policy has worked for the United States. We've abandoned it and we've gone to disaster.
Look at this headline. Here's another one. Jewish insider in Athens. Israeli defense minister warns of Iranian nuclear advancement. Iran has amassed enough enriched nuclear material for five nuclear bombs. Israeli defense minister Gallant on Thursday. Is this the gentleman that was let go and brought back, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Aren't we glad he got brought back?
Yeah. You know, sooner or later, What's the sense of arresting people? What's the sense of catching people and then allowing them to go? We're paying for that in a small way in our cities. You know, we just saw this guy that murdered five people. You know, can you imagine losing a loved one when a person's broken the law repeated times and we allow them to go? Well, these terrorists, they have a free rein. They could go to any city in the United States they want to. They can be involved in any plot they want to, and there's nothing stopping them. As a matter of fact, we're almost encouraging them. We probably are paying for their hotel room and paying for their food.
You know, tonight, we'll get into it more tomorrow night, but because there's more news tonight we have time to get to, but I want to try to show it real quick. We have states of emergency being declared down on our U.S. border. Let's see, where is it? I know I put it up here on my website today, but there's some major towns down there here we go. Here it is. This is at worldviewreport.com. Look at this. New footage shows El Paso engulfed in mass migration dumpster fire as state of emergency declared. Look at these folks grabbing for all this human aid being put out, and they're just grabbing for it like crazy. And I, you know, I understand why they are, but I mean, this is what's going on down there at the border, and this is just pandemonium down there. And many of these towns in the U.S. are declaring states of emergency, getting ready for Title 42 to collapse on the 11th. And Katie, bar the door. We keep scrolling on down the page here. We'll keep seeing more of this. Anybody who is pro open borders has never been to borders like El Paso, which are plagued with mass migration dumpster fires like this. Look at all this footage. You know, Dr. Lindstedt, the Bible says in Deuteronomy and in Leviticus, it says one of the ways God judges a nation that turns its back on him, and I know this was talking about the nation of Israel, but God, you know, judges nations in a similar pattern sometimes. One of the ways is you lose your housing, you have financial crash, you take a lot of seed out to the field, but you don't bring a lot back in at time of harvest, and you're invaded by people that are not a part of your country. You get invaded, and you get invaded by enemies. Well, our borders are open, and Iran and China are pouring over. That's a documented fact. How many more signs do we need that I think we're under national judgment, particularly when you've got the LGBTQ agenda going on, stealing kids from parents, chopping off their genitals?
Yes. You know, we need to repent individually and collectively. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, it says this, that Israel's the apple of God's eye. And two things. We turned our back on God. We've left the Bible and the truth of the Bible. Then we've left the earthly people of God, the Jewish people. And you know what? Right now, it seems that the only time we want them as a friend is when they do something for us, such as in a disaster. They're usually the first nation to respond. And believe me, this country would be in sad shape if we didn't have their intelligence. Their intelligence is the thing that's keeping the world safe at the moment.
And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the nation of Israel will bless the whole world. We have their technology, their medical technology, their cell phone technology, some of their satellite technology, their USB hard drive technology. We could go on and on. And now we have a national security a force of theirs using it to protect and warn other countries about great threat. Look at this headline. Yet, Israel defense official, doubtful we'll get through the summer without a round of escalation. Then the Arab affairs expert over there says, in all-out war, well, we're going to be on our own. We'll be all alone.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, here's Iran, and they're a bully, and they're backed by Russia, who's a bully. And they can make any threat they want to because they know no one's going to stand against them. But God will stand against them, and I hope we stand with Israel when that moment comes.
Closing comment. Would you be shocked to have a major nuclear weapon go off or a dirty bomb go off in a major U.S. city?
No. I think we should expect it. I think we have a better chance for it to come in this country than we do any other country.
You think they'll go for America before they go for Israel?
Yes.
I do too. I think
Israel's more protected than the United States right now.
America's an easier target than Israel. Wow.
We're a soft target.
Dr. Rob Lindstedt, BibleTIPNow.org, BibleTIPNow, since we're Bible Tip, Bible Truth and Prophecy, BibleTIPNow.org. Catch his daily show on my channel at WVWTV.com every day. Dr. Lindstedt brings you reports like this for free on my channel at WVWTV.com. And you can check out his website with free downloads, BibleTIPNow.org. Dr. Rob Lindstedt checking in. As we sign off tonight, remember, we've just added some new things on our store at WVWTVstore.com, including, I'm excited, something I've been trying to find for months, heirloom seeds, seed vault. Check it out, WVWTVstore.com. Grow your own food supply. Don't be dependent, be independent. WVWTVstore.com, and then MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Take care. Thanks for watching.